Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
It's good morning from the Concrete Gang, 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 on your AM dial every Sunday morning. What time were you? 9:30. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
9:30.
We've got Freed Trees here.
How are we? It's Freed Trees.
Freed
Trees.
And the Southeast Shadow.
Morning. How are we, lads?
Good to be here. Talk about a big week. Right. Jeez.
It's a bit happening, huh?
Bit of an understatement, isn't it? You know, but we're out the other side and still doing the business.
That's it, mate.
We've been pissed on by better people than that.
That's right. I suppose while we're talking, we may as well just get straight into it.
That's it.
Yeah, why even hold back?
Yeah, obviously we had 5 officials. Arrested. What do you want to call it? Arrested.
Yeah. Arrested. Caution. Whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
I'd call it a media witch hunt, personally.
I'd call that too. Overuse of police power.
Yeah.
It's not worth your time.
12, 13 cops rolling up to each of 5 of the officials.
Homes,
raiding their homes, going through their drawers and everything.
Taking photos,
arresting them, handcuffing them, towing their cars.
Filming it all.
And they were there for a majority of them were just for the electrical devices, weren't they?
Yep.
Phones, hard drives, all that stuff, which we could have just handed them in, but no, they had to do the media bull slarking and tow the cars and all this shit.
Was the media there?
No, the media weren't there, no.
No.
Sort of makes you beg the question, if they're filming everything and there's no media there,
so they get
how does the media get a hold of it all?
Yeah, that's right.
So is your private personal information being handed over from the police to the media?
Yeah, that's right. So they're doing the work for the media
so
now.
So who's policing the police? They're meant to be impartial.
That'd be our friendly Labour government, I'd say.
Yeah. Obviously someone wants to make a point coming up to the election.
Yeah, that's right.
A certain task force haven't done anything in 2 years, so they want to just
justify their jobs.
Exactly right.
To be fair, they probably haven't done anything because there's nothing to see here.
Exactly right.
Does
it surprise anybody?
Yeah. I don't doubt that they haven't been investigating this for the last 2 years. You know, everyone's been doing their work.
Nah, 100%.
And it's just there's probably bugger all to see.
Let's
be honest. There's better ways of going around getting what they wanted. You know what I mean? Like you said at the start, like if they went to the office and asked for it, they would have got it all. But they felt the need to drag people's families through the mud.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Which the other side of it is they say our offices got raided. I think only 3 or 4 police rolled up and just grabbed some cyber stuff out of there. Whereas when I went to the officials' homes, there was between 9 and 12 cops at each person's house.
Yeah.
You know?
Huge waste of resources, though.
Yeah, well, look, you look at someone in the suburbs where these boys live, someone was stabbed or murdered or something on the street. trying to get police resources into these areas is pretty difficult. You know what I mean?
Not to mention all these domestic violence things, and yeah. they don't roll up.
Like, how many of these stations are actually part-time stations? How many of them? You know, most yeah. of them. Like, most of them are all part-time. Hardly any full-time stations anymore. You know what I mean? But we waste resources on this, on a political witch hunt, because the liberals and all these other politicians say, oh, this is a bad place and this is happening.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So,
what about the affected families too?
Yeah, not to mention, like, we've got firebombings everywhere, shootings every day, but the CFMU are the baddest thing, worst thing happening to the state at the minute.
Construction site, which is, you know, I mean, end of the day, if anything's happening on site, it's a workplace-related matter for the workplace regulator.
That's right, exactly right.
You know what I mean? If anything else is going on, if the boss are doing crooked deals behind the thing, it's nothing to do with the workers, and it's nothing to do with the union. No, you know what I mean?
Why aren't they arresting them in front of
the
families?
The reality of it is they can trace bank accounts and all from the bosses, who they're 100%. Paying, who they're invoicing, all this sort of stuff. None of it has a CFMEU on it, so.
I might be a bit cynical, but BMD were in the spotlight a day or two before, and then
you don't see
that's all gone by the side.
HR bloke, is he getting arrested in front of his kids and missus?
He was beyond HR. He was high level management.
Yeah.
And like, if you want to waste 4 hours of your life watching the YouTube thing of the commission up there, you can see them walking them through the job, making them stop pedestrian traffic so they can harass people. But that they went up there specifically for that, they were facilitated by BMD, who are a builder who work for the government on a government project. So, you know what I mean? Who's
reckon it's all right up there, government.
I know. And then you listen to their head bloke on the stand giving evidence. A lot of no comment statements.
I can't recall. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just who polices them, you know what I mean? 100%. It can't all be the workers' fault who turn up and do the work.
No, that's right.
You know what I mean?
But everyone was out within a few hours and back at work doing their best.
Yeah. Exactly right, you know, like
I said. The show goes on.
That's right.
Like we said, it's nothing different to being an official. It's sort of sometimes expected, but it's the families that cop.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know what I mean? If your missus is a teacher, nurse, whatever, she didn't sign up.
No one signed up for
that. People trashing
mate.
Their homes over stuff that's not fabricated lies and all this stuff, so yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't make it easy, but they're not designed to make it easy for us. That's why we're here.
And look, at the end of the day, it's all about trying to cut the workers' representation away so they can cut entitlements.
Yeah,
exactly
They don't like the workers having the same pay and that as high level people in this country. Yep. You know what I mean? Our wages do go up with inflation. We do get the best paydays in town.
That's right.
And our conditions are pretty good too. So
I believe some of the cops are working through people's houses going, oh, how did you afford this? We've worked in this industry for years and years, and what's it matter? We've got a decent wage so we can put a good roof over our kids' heads and stuff. And 99% of our wives work as well, or partners.
100%. The days of one parent getting one wage and making it all work are well and truly gone. So. Yeah.
That's a bit cheeky of them, though, isn't it?
They're not from this. And I don't know why it's jealousy or whatever. And look, I'm not putting all the cops in the same boat by no stretch of the imagination, but like, some of them just. a lot of them are just arrogant because they don't like us.
Yeah, and they believe in the narrative that's getting shut down.
100%. Making comments about what's in people's wardrobes and stuff like that there and all that there because of what type of clothes they choose to buy and stuff like that there. You know?
All fakes.
It's all, yeah.
Well, that's the problem, though. Everyone's throwing shit at us
instead
of going out and fighting for themselves to get better wages and conditions.
100%.
That's the problem.
They probably don't realise it, but we're all working class together, like, you know what I mean?
That's right.
When you hear people like, you know, when we talk about Hughes and all that the other week, someone was saying, I'm not a property mogul. I have a block of flats and coffee, you know what I mean? Like we said, $30 million upwards just on that alone.
And he bought that block.
And he bought the house off the block. And I was like, if people think that you resonate with this bloke, you're not even on his level.
Exactly right.
On his level. And this is the easiest way to do it. If you want to vote for these gooses, just check your bank account.
Yeah.
Just check your bank account.
Exactly.
You're definitely not in their realm.
Yeah, and we've had a busy week as well. Old FDC playing up down at the Docklands. That they had the Sparky Stewart down there was doing a good job, sort of half one out, and he's had some legitimate issues out there, you know, constantly stacking shit around power boards, all this sort of stuff. So he's turned the power board off till they rectify the safety issues, and they've sort of marched him out, said, you're not welcome on the job, we can get rid of whoever we want on this job.
If we don't like him or something.
Yeah, if we don't like him. So
far out.
We've been down there with the plumbers and Sparky's.
The BIG?
Yeah, they went home... all the Sparkies went home yesterday, and you know, still nothing's really changed. We were down there this morning and had a bit of a meeting, and it come from the floor. They all, the whole job virtually decided to go home out of solidarity for this, for the HSR there. Yeah, because let's be honest, if it's, it could be them next, it could be a worker. It doesn't matter whether it's a rep or not. Yeah. But and you know, obviously the Sparkers and Plumbers have always had our back, so we're down there to do the same with them. And hopefully we get a result over the weekend. But
that's the one thing that once
they kicked him off for doing his job.
Yeah, they virtually they said we're revoking your induction.
Yeah. That seems to be a common theme, doesn't it? Like with these builders and all that, there, and these, especially on these big projects, not letting, not inducting delegates.
They don't have to lock the HSRs either. Yeah. You know, they're there to do a job, and that's it. They're not going to push the boss's wheelbarrow everywhere they go.
Well, 100%. Like, the reality of it is, when you look at what a HSR is there for, it's there to make sure it's safe.
That's right.
Number one, and if there's safety issues that are coming from the floor, or they're following them, finding themselves, they bring it up with management, and have it rectified.
And someone that the workers have confidence to go and speak to.
Exactly right. Right.
Not management all the time.
You want to be walking on talking to management, and his brother-in-law's your HSR.
That's right.
Conflict of interest there. Yeah. At the end of the day,
I'm sure we'll get a result.
And like we said, it's a common theme around the place. Like Aaron Brown had a little go at that one as well.
Bit of a brain fart.
Sacking their delegate because apparently was bringing up too many issues on the job as well.
Wow.
Another one doing his
for
job.
From what we saw on the job, there wasn't enough.
Yeah.
It was a disaster.
When your job's an absolute tip, you know what I mean? The boys on the job just quietly saying, like,
thank God she's here.
A few mobs grew some balls. It's like, in your wrists.
What would it tell you, some people think you're down and out. Well, at the end of the day, mate, we were on the job. We went down and did safety audits on one of Arnold Brown's jobs during the week. It was an absolute shit show.
Yeah.
So, it might be a common thing where we might have to do a few more audits on the jobs.
Yeah,
all their jobs to make sure they're all toeing the line when it comes to safety. Because at the end of the day, once someone gets hurt, it's all after the fact, isn't it? It's all after the fact, and everybody's, what can we do to help? Well, you didn't do enough to prevent it.
That's exactly right.
You know what I mean?
And that's
what the Safety Act is there for, the OH&S Act. So, you know, we will be enforcing that everywhere we go, and like we always do. That's how we get, you know.
That's right.
So we keep the members safe.
And what else is going on there?
You know.
But another thing with Island Brown, it was everyone else's fault but theirs, you know. Yeah. Blaming everyone else but theirs.
That is a common theme, isn't it? You know.
And let's not forget, we've got the concrete gang due tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
get down there at 12 o'clock. The Leveson. Everyone's welcome. We've got some big prizes. Campo might have let the side down a bit. I'm not too sure. Yeah, might have gone the early crack.
Even if he didn't, we're gonna let him know he did.
I'm sure the gorilla's gonna give it to him anyway.
Oh mate, 100%, mate. That's just like Christmas come once a year, that there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
All over it.
Nah, but it's gonna be a good community. Eh, come down, get involved. You know what I mean. It's good to catch up. There's a lot of old folks coming down to see friends they haven't seen in a while, and they've planned their day around.
Looks like the weather's
going
to be spot on too, so they're opening especially for us. So
God bless Foxy.
Yep, well done. So everyone get down.
The working man's publican.
That's it.
Oh, so before we go to a song. I just want to also just point out that one of our long-term organisers, Fergal Doyle, his wife passed away, and Dylan, who's his son, is also one of our delegates. Dylan Doyle, his mother Paula Hogarty. And she passed away there just during the week. The funeral's also on Monday at 11 a.m.
Yep.
At the Hanley and Anderson Funerals, 3085 Loch Wonthaggi Road, Wonthaggi. And the wake is to follow at the Kilcunda Ocean View Hotel, 3531 Bass Highway, Kilcunda. So get down there, show your respects.
Yeah, condolences
to
the family and Caitlin.
Yeah, 100%.
We're all here for you.
Yep.
So we better cut to a truck, are we? And we're going out with old...
We're going in with...
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were
and you had bad traits. You go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, what you gonna do? Or what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? Or what you gonna do when they come for you? You chuck it on that one, you chuck it on this one. Chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on me. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
There it was, old bad boys. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Flush a bit of ass crack.
Cracking them.
That's a celebrity there.
Hey, just show a bit of crack. Should be right.
Great times.
Show a bit of crack. You'll be out in 3 hours. No drums.
All right. I guess we should cut to the
special guest.
The special guest.
Oh, sweet gums Murphy himself.
Hello, Martino.
Good morning, all. How are we doing?
Good, mate. Yourself?
All right, Frankie, up at crack of dawn this morning.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun. Yeah.
Remember, this is a half an hour show too, Marty, so just keep it short version of a long story, you know?
Come on. Long he's not there to pull you into place anymore.
What's happening, Marty?
Oh, just another fine day in the morning, Brett. We find ourselves once again. Obviously, they're evolving and moving in the chessboard of the crane industry.
How is the mobile crane industry going these days, Marty?
Well, it depends on who you are.
All right, we'll ask you.
After shutting the doors this week after 30 years.
Metcalfar.
Metcalfar pulling the pin, moving on to greener pastures. So,
Black Hawk down.
Not going out in the best fashion, but it's a blue we've got to have. He believes he doesn't have to pay some entitlements to some employees, so we'll see where we end up at the disputes panel next week.
They're playing up like a second-hand whippersnapper, huh?
Well, yep, and one of the terms from the lad from Geelong. Obviously, that's going to leave a big void in the industry, so there's 53 blokes all searching for a job.
I was going to say. No one's taking over them, or?
No, all going to auction, or cranes are all going to auction.
Which is like we were saying this morning, that's what he's going to be remembered for, his legacy of not paying the blokes when he shut the doors.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
He's going out in his own terms, getting everything he wants, you know. And not paying the blokes that made him squillions over the years, so he can buy a few choppers and, you know.
Black Hawk helicopters.
Yeah. He's still doing that, isn't he?
It's not a bad industry, is it?
Yeah. Jeez. It's better for some than it is for others.
Nah, that's shit house. That's shit form, like, really. Let's be honest.
Not the best form, as he said when I had some conversations with him. Have I ever not paid anything? No, Tim. Well, obviously, he's going to probably have to pay, but it won't be in his terms.
Yeah, which is a bit shit, considering he's...
Yep. Unbelievable. You know what I mean? People think we're the bad guys. Who else keeps these people honest? We're not here.
That's right. If it wasn't for us, they'd have whip marks on their backs.
Oh, 100%.
That's actually true, mate.
We're well aware of that. That's right. Obviously, we've just spoken again about the number of people that have fallen off the perch in the industry. I know you boys have played it for a couple of weeks about Mark Curtis. From JYC, who passed away in his crane, but there is a whip around happening for him.
Yeah, we actually went to the funeral, so I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
Any of the listeners, there's an account open at the office for him.
Which we should get some good figures, because there's not many pull-ups going on at the moment. Yeah, you know?
True. No, they've been some great work done. Like, on one of the sites alone, they did a barbecue on a Saturday morning, and I think they turned over nearly $12,000.
Yeah, just from a barbie. How good's that?
We need to get back to that, though.
That is grassroots, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
That is how the blokes in this industry work and support each other.
Yeah. That's all gone by the wayside lately. Yeah. I think we need to get back to that.
Yeah, a lot of it, well, it doesn't help when you have companies like FDC and Iron Brown that are out there lowering the absolute tone of the fucking industry.
We'll get them back up. We'll get them up.
Just got to get them all working together. Yep. All the blokes on the singing the same song. A bit disheartening this one Friday morning, one of the things we've seen, but we'll get around that. There have been a few accidents. We've had a few riggers now. In the last couple of weeks, there was one that lost part of his thumb, and we've had one on Thursday night lose part of his finger. All major infrastructure jobs.
The big push, the push, the push.
Remember them jobs, the push, the push. It's all at night work.
Yeah.
Artificial light, there's a million reasons why things happen.
Which I know this is a bit of, but that's why we push on the tower cranes for four-man crews, you know?
Yeah. And the gear they're using, like, using 70-ton shackles and the like.
Monsters.
It's big gear. There's no second chance. No give. Rolls, and you've got no finger. It's that simple.
Unfortunately, if someone dies as a result of an error there's no royal commission into that, is there?
No.
But if one of these major roads gets held up, because of the end of the world. Safety, you've just stopped the whole world. Disgusting.
And we see that, and they're turning the tide on back onto workers, where there was a guy may have done the wrong thing and overridden the crane, and the crane tipped over, and he's been personally fined now.
So yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Really need to think about, I'll do the boss a favour and I'll turn the key, and it's only another metre or another half a ton, whatever the case may be. It's all good while it's good, but when it goes wrong, it can be quite...
I guarantee you the boss isn't going to have his back when he rolls the crane. I didn't tell him to do it.
Yeah, but I can remember working for a boss, and I told him we can't do these things legally. And I said, are you going to back us up when we tip the crane over and say that you knew we were overlifting? He said, no. And I said, well, there you go.
See you, mate.
Doing another one.
Need to get back to a bit more of that as well. You know what I mean? Sure. Everybody backing each other. You know what I mean?
100%.
Especially when it comes to working in the wind and all that shit too.
Frank, they need to get the confidence so they can call us and talk to us.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to have the Stuarts and HSRs on the job.
Yeah, 100%.
God, I'd be able to say no.
Yeah.
I've said, gets me in a lot of trouble saying no, but it's part of life. Isn't it?
Exactly. You'd rather say no than be in a coroner's court.
Last thing I want to do, I had that unfortunate situation where I told somebody the other week that their husband wasn't coming home. I don't want to be put in that position tonight, can I tell you.
It's a fucking shit,
girl. I've been saying no to get to avoid that. That's the best no you can say.
Yep.
Bloody hell. So apart from Metcalf, is there any other scallywags in the industry we should be putting on show?
Scallywags. Some play up more than others. Obviously, there's been a change of ownership at Quinlan's as well. So Tommy Quinlan, after many years, has retired, and there's a fella, Sash, has taken over that business. We'll see how that goes. But there's... The crane industry is no different to any other industry. Everyone's gypsies and go to wherever the work is.
Reedy could be in there next week if he doesn't produce this week.
Has he come good?
He hasn't yet. We'll give him till 12 o'clock.
He usually does, though.
He usually does. He usually comes.
Give him a call, Marty. He's probably waiting for a call off you.
He might be out cleaning that billboard of his.
I'll give him a call and give him a shake.
Thanks, Marty.
Thanks,
anyway,
Marty. Appreciate the call.
Have a great Sunday.
Yep.
Love your work.
See you, mate. Thanks, Marty. Go on, your bud.
That was old Sweet Gums Murphy.
The Matty Gums from New South Wales.
That's right. And I better quickly read out a poem because we've had a lot of requests for another one of Georgie Despard's poems, so I'll get this one going quickly. It starts off, just thinking, I had a good dream last night of a perfect world, a world where we've won the fight and there is no asbestos on site. First of all, we'd have a permanent work and all our pay would be right. Safety would be spot on each and every site, and we'd when cleaning out the sheds, the brascos and the changing rooms, we'd have one labourer on the mop and another on the broom, with no one out of work or on the blacklist. You might say this is wishful thinking, especially if you're a boss, but we've got nothing to lose, so we're going right to the top.
Whoa.
That was a good one. Good one, mate. So,
mate, what was relevant then is relevant now.
Still the same shit now.
Yeah,
100%.
We got a scallywags, will we?
Yeah, we better jump into scallywags. Obviously, we've got
a few this week.
We've got FDC.
Island Brown.
Metcalfs.
Vic Paul.
Yeah.
Cranes.
So who are we going to go? I reckon scallywags. We've got two in there. The FDC and Island Brown. Yeah. Both doing the exact same shit.
Double whammy.
Yep.
And then who's sooking?
Who is sooking? Well, Reedy might be sooking next week, but we'll give him a miss.
Possible IOU.
We'll give him a miss. Who is sooking? $4.91. I've been playing up.
Oh, certain.
Doing arvo shifts, just leaving floors full of silica dust. So there's no more arvo shifts going on in that job. I mean, full of it. Grinding floors, whole floors, just leaving shit. Obviously, they're grinding without any bags or anything. So $4.91.
Now $4.91. Well done. You got it all on your own.
Oh yeah, did well right then.
Well, anyway, another pretty week in the industry.
And we're going out. What track are we going out with?
So this is all the boys that were freed on Monday.
Yeah, all right. And we'll go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
And if you don't fight,
you lose.
It's Good Morning from the Concrete Gang.
There was a friend of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here, I ain't living alone, ain't breaking no rocks on the chain gang, I'm breaking out and heading home. I'm gonna make a
jailbreak,
and I'm looking towards the sky. I'm gonna make a
jailbreak.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.